What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are still closed. We will get to them in the very, very near future, so please be patient. We're talking about political correctness and wokeism, and there's a very disturbing story that came out of City Journal, and it's talking about this Pakistani immigrant, used to be a financial consultant to Seattle's high-tech sector. And he's gone through this horrible situation where he admitted his son to a hospital for credible threats of suicide. And then the hospital sent him an email saying you should take your daughter to the gender clinic. And, you know, at first this Pakistani immigrant assumed there had been a mistake. He had dropped off a son. And basically, it looks like they were trying to build business for their gender change clinic because they kept saying, you know, it's important for him to change his gender because that's the only way he's going to get better out of his suicidal depressive state. And I don't think that would be true, even if it happened. I mean, one of the biggest kept secrets of the transgender movement is how many people go through the surgery and the chemical treatments and then change their minds afterwards, because it actually didn't make their lives better. It just added more problems on top of the ones they already had. More Confederate statues are being targeted. And almost, you know, 100 years after they were built and almost 4 years since their near removal sparked a violent rally in the city, Charlottesville is finally going ahead to get rid of two Confederate statues from two downtown parks. The Charlottesville City Council voted unanimously on Monday night to remove the statues of Confederate icons Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson. This is an attack on our history. You know, we saw an attack on the American flag the other day. It's amazing here. Another story talking about the realities out there. This is from UNS.com. And it's talking about back in 1964, Jackson, Mississippi had a 64% white population. And things were going good back there. Now the white population is down to just 15%, and the city is in a shambles. And they had that problem where the winter storm froze their pipes and water mains, and more than 70% of the city's water customers remained under a notice to boil water. So that's what happens when you have this Democratic political domination here. Now, we've talked about this before. This is over at Yale, this Aruna Kilonani, who came on out about fantasizing about putting a revolver to the head of a white person and emptying the gun. She's saying that she's being taken out of context. And believe it or not, Yale sponsored this and said attendees could use this presentation for course credit, meaning it would fulfill the licensure requirements set forth by the state of Connecticut. And, I mean, this is what they're teaching in schools right now. And, you know, it's interesting, Congress is passing that bill to make us more competitive with China. At the same time, the liberals are canceling advanced math and science courses in our schools, which means we're not going to have a workforce able to compete with the much better educated Chinese. I mean, talk about, you know, cross purposes there. Story coming out of UNS.com here, basically commenting on Aruna Kilonani and saying the good news is that these days very few people accord psychoanalysts the credulous respect they had back in the Freudian age. And I recall, you know, not all that long ago when psychoanalysts psychotherapists, you know, they were held up in the same esteem as doctors, and that has now kind of gone away. And I think this Aruna is certainly accelerating that. Another very depressing story, the rule of law is dead and criminals have taken over America. And it's talking about how this bail reform movement, which began in California and has spread to other states, including, sadly, this one, has reduced the jail population by at least 40% by eliminating cash bail for as much as 90% of arrests. So these people get turned back out onto the streets to reoffend. Okay? And this whole FBI's white supremacist narrative has emboldened a rising epidemic of crime, black on white. And we're reporting a lot of that at whatreallyhappened.com. Over in Los Angeles, their sheriff is basically saying that the crime surge is basically linked to Soros-backed District Attorney George Gascon. And Sheriff Alex Villanueva told the Epoch Times in 2021, 36% increase in homicides had become 92%, a huge statistical jump. He's saying we're seeing increases in the categories of assault with a deadly weapon, arson, rape, and they're continuing upward unabated. The criminals really have taken over this country. You know, the criminals are in politics, they're in control of the media and the banks, and ordinary law-abiding moral citizens are being victimized. So what are we going to do? Well, we're going to take guns away from those potential victims. Story coming on out of Ammo Land, basically reconfirming what other studies have shown before. Draconian gun control does not reduce the number of guns or the homicide rates. What it does is shift the ownership of guns from the law-abiding citizens to the criminals. Criminals are always going to have guns. Guns are easy to make. They can be 3D printed now. You know, you could make a disposable Saturday night special in your basement, go on out and rob a convenience store and just drop the thing there, and there's no way to trace it back to the criminal. So, you know, guns are a 700-year-old technology. And they can be made in small shops and in your home. When I was a kid, I used to make black powder firearms all the time, and they were very effective. Meanwhile, over at the FBI, and this is a little concerning, FBI Director Wray is now comparing the ransomware threat to 9/11. They're ramping up the fear factor of the ransomware is a big problem. And it is a big problem, I'll grant you that. But linking it to 9/11, that's not a technical assessment or even a suggestion of a solution. It is propaganda. And it seems to me they're signaling some kind of an agenda to lock down the internet in a way that is probably not going to stop the cyber criminals. But like gun laws, will disarm or disinform the ordinary law-abiding citizens. They are really afraid of the independent media right now. That's why we're getting deplatformed from places like YouTube. They're definitely scared, and they may be getting ready to try and do something draconian to the internet that basically would turn it into nothing more than a corporate sales machine and content delivery, and basically forbid peer-to-peer sharing of information like we do here. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm last Sunday basically admitted that U.S. adversaries currently have the capability to shut down U.S. power grids with cyber attacks. Okay, Secretary Granholm, unplug those systems from the internet and you'll be safe. If it's mission critical, it shouldn't be on the internet to begin with. It's an easy solution, okay? All right, another piece of propaganda coming on out. This was reported on Zero Hedge, saying that JBS paid supposed Russian hackers $11 million in Bitcoin to resolve the ransomware attack. Now, every time they repeat the story, it's always Russian hackers, Russian hackers, and the amount of ransom keeps going on up. And again, there is no support that the hackers are Russian. And anybody who understands how cyber criminals operates knows they build a huge chain of compromised machines, and they hop from one to the next to the next to the next. And only that last link in the chain is the one that can be identified as attacking your system. So if I wanted to bring down a power system, for example, and blame it on Russia, I would set up a chain of compromised machines with the last one in Russia and lay a false trail. Okay. Another reminder of how our politicians really don't understand what's going on in the world. Senator Elizabeth Warren is now blaming Bitcoin for climate change. And this was speaking to a Senate Banking Committee hearing. And there's all those computers running and all that electricity. It's warming the planet, is warming the planet. Meanwhile, Biden, and this is on video, by the way, Biden, when he was talking to U.S. troops, said the greatest threat facing America is global warming. Horror of horrors. Meanwhile, down in Sydney, Australia, they just had their coldest day since 1984. So gosh darn that human-caused global warming. Meanwhile, and again, an illustration of how completely uneducated these politicians are, Louis Gohmert is asking if federal agencies can change the orbit of the Earth or the Moon to fight climate change. And Louis, no, the technology does not exist and likely will not for quite a long time. Now, I've commented before that the UFO phenomenon, if you will, is being pushed. It's almost a sales push. And, you know, supposedly there's an official government report coming on out in the end of the month here. And here's an interesting story. This came on out of Inverse.com saying that NASA's newly appointed administrator, Bill Nelson, is pushing forward with a NASA investigation on what they're now calling unidentified aerial phenomenon. And they're saying, NASA's imprimatur is going to lead to the removal of the stigma over UFOs and flying saucers. And over on TV land, Apple TV Plus is out there with a new program involving the arrival of aliens. And it appears to be a redo of War of the Worlds. And they shot it on four continents, New York, Manchester, Morocco, and Japan. So they're really pushing this UFO space aliens idea very, very hard. And no doubt somewhere down the road, if they can convince the majority of American people that we are under threat from alien invasion, well, we're just going to need more money for weapons and the space defense system and all the rest of that. Just, more boondoggles here. The cicadas are out. I hear they're coming out in northern Indiana. There have been a few down here. We can see their little discarded shells on our driveway, but it hasn't been the huge release that we were told about. Now, it's different over in Maryland. They had such a huge emergence of cicadas, it was literally showing up on the weather radar. All right, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now. Area code 512-248-8252. That's area code 512-248-8252. Now, this is a little weird, and I was not even aware that there was a law like this. Over in Tennessee, a 52-year-old man has been accused of possessing childlike sex dolls, and he's been arrested for that. William Croder of Antioch was indicted by a Davidson County grand jury in May on charges involving childlike sex dolls found in his home. Now, if I recall, not too long ago, Amazon was being chastised for selling child sex dolls online. I don't know if they're still doing that or not. But the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation said its special agents had been investigating Crowder since October 2020 after receiving information that he had ordered a sex doll to be shipped to his home. And I wonder who provided that information. So be careful what you're ordering online. So apparently back in 2019, Tennessee passed a law that made it unlawful to possess, sell, distribute, or transport childlike sex dolls. I'm assuming that a sex doll shaped like a sheep is still permissible. In all seriousness, though, I do think this is very sick behavior, and I do think it's great that something is being done about it, but I don't know about possession of dolls being an offense. I mean, if he's got the dolls, then he's not out bothering real children, would be my theory. Okay, phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Fisher-Price just recently recalled its popular rock and play incline sleeper, but they recalled it after a decade of complaints that it was unstable. And a total of 50 infants rolled over in this sleeper and died as a result. Fisher-Price executives ignored the safety warnings as it raked in $200 million before finally recalling the product. And that is really kind of a disappointment because I had the illusion that Fisher-Price was really very, very good about the safety of their products. Okay, we're going to go to the phones to Robert in Kansas. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, you're welcome.
You said something about I might be mentally ill for thinking the Earth is flat.
That's the latest propaganda coming out from the government trying to link flat earthers with people who doubt human-caused global warming and vaccine safety.
Well, I see they're doing that, Mike, but don't you think that these people that are in control, have they not pushed the narrative that the Earth is a globe for many decades now?
Well, actually, Earth being a globe goes back to ancient Greece. And again, if you look at any lunar eclipse, the shadow of the Earth is always circular. And the only shape that can produce a circular shadow from any angle is a sphere. Okay?
Well, Michael, but have you ever...
All right, thank you, Robert. Yeah, we've wasted enough time on this, so thank you very much. My goodness. Trying to kookify the show here. All righty. The CDC is finally admitting that teenagers vaccinated with the Pfizer or Moderna are at higher risk of heart inflammation. And what is really scary about this, I mean, if you look back at history, cancer goes back, 100 years. There's no vaccine for cancer. HIV has gone back for about 40 years, there's one vaccine for HIV that turned out not to really work so well. And then all of a sudden, we're expected to believe that the medical industrial complex came out with no less than 3 COVID vaccines in the matter of months that are perfectly safe and effective and are going to work on all people. And it's very dangerous and very reckless. They are, in fact, indemnified from civil litigation. Anybody who's injured by a vaccine has to go to the vaccine injury court, which is stuffed with taxpayer money. They have a long track record of dismissing cases, but they've still, over the years, paid out somewhere between $4 and $5 billion to vaccine-damaged people. So from the point of view of the vaccine companies, that's a real, real sweet deal. All righty, the phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And there's an article talking about the war over genetic privacy is just beginning. And we know that the government is trying to build DNA samples and a database of DNA records. Now, they don't store, obviously, your entire DNA. They have a system of creating a DNA profile, and they insist that the odds of your profile matching anybody else are in the trillions. And, we got to take a break for commercials. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our.
And welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open. Area code 512-248-8252. Sane callers, but let's get some callers in here. And as you're probably already aware, there is a major drought out west, and a big part of that has to do with not keeping up the infrastructure, because when, in times past, the west was a desert, and it was bloomed up with the creation of this very large water distribution system, and it's been allowed to kind of start crumbling to the point where today it only delivers about one-third of the water it did when it was brand new. And there are cracks in the aqueducts and cracks in the pipes, and a lot of useful water is leaking into the soil where it's really not needed. And of course, the climate people are out there saying, well, say this is proof of global warming. We're having droughts. And it's gotten so bad that ranchers are selling off cattle, and farmers are having to let thousands of acres lie fallow because of the drought. They don't have the water to water the crops. They don't have the water to keep the livestock going. And this is going to put more pressure on the food supply in the immediate future. All right, we're going to go back to the phones to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, yeah, Mike. What's on my mind? Good day to everybody. Good day to you. What's on my mind is this bumbling buffoon Biden. I was over at that Boris freak show. He never brushes his hair. He looks like a mop. That Johnson, that imbecile.
Yes.
I don't know how they elected that clown. That guy's a real ass clown. His wife's a goofball. But, yeah, Mike, this Biden saying he wouldn't mind staying over in England because he loved it over. It's so beautiful. Why? Well, why doesn't he stay there? A matter of fact, let him move into London with all those Muslims. Because there's only like 25% of the people in London now are white English. The whole place has been invaded from the Middle East.
Yep.
So just bumbling buffoons, yeah, he should feel right at home. He's doing the same thing to our country here. You know, Mike, you say all these people email you about immigration. Well, Mike, every day you've been talking about immigration. And immigration is the number one issue. Again, there I go. It is
Tom, I have said immigration is a big, big issue. I don't agree it's the most important issue, but it's definitely up there.
Well, you know, Mike, today on all over the news, on all the news channels that I watch, the cartels are making $25 million a week off the mulas, okay? They're bringing
advertising
in millions
on Facebook.
Of dollars in fentanyl.
I mean, they're advertising on Facebook. I mean, if you question vaccine safety or the accuracy of the November election, you will get your account at Facebook canceled. But you can advertise for human smuggling services on Facebook. They don't care about that. There was an article we just put up at whatreallyhappened.com where Facebook is the hub of the human trafficking industry in the United States, and they don't seem to have a problem with that either.
Well, Mike, you know, they just had a drug bust here in South Florida, $6 million worth of fentanyl they caught here in Dade County. And I don't know what's going on in the rest of the counties in Florida. You know, DeSantis, today in Florida, they just passed the bill that you cannot teach these kids to hate their white skin color. I give DeSantis credit for that. Kudos to that.
Yeah, he's that getting very popular by taking a hard stand like that.
Yeah, today just signed a bill that there will be no race theory crap. So that's wonderful. But, you know, Mike, getting back to illegal immigration, these cartels are running our country. They're running with drugs. Most of the people are getting on drugs. It's crazy. It's bigger than almost the oil industry. I think it's even bigger the drug trade than the oil industry. So, you know, Mike, we're facing a disaster here with these communist Marxists, AOC Democrats, and this Tlaib Nasheeb and this Omar, whatever her name is, Tlaib Omar, whatever. The one that came from Somalia was in the prison camp over there, and then she's over here running her stinking mouth how bad white man is. Why didn't she take her ass back to Somalia? That's what I say to her. I would like to tell her personally, why don't you go back to Somalia where you come from? You know, Mike, the narrative is being played out, though. $25 million a week for smuggling, fentanyl.
Yes.
We don't know what kind of, how many gangs. Tucker Carlson got a big special coming up with MS-13. Basically saying that they're going to take over the country with the drug trade and everything. I mean, what the hell is happening here? Who and bumbling buffoon and his son Hunter using the N-word? Can you imagine if one of Trump's kids would use the N-word like Hunter Biden on that laptop?
Oh, the corporate media are going ballistic. There's a rumor that there's an audio recording of Trump using the N-word, and they're all over that rumor. At the same time, they're sort of dismissing Hunter Biden's little story and saying, conspiracy theory.
Well, where did he get that from? He probably got it from his Papa Joe, because Papa Joe is hanging out with the Klansman Bird. I mean, Papa Joe, their bumbling buffoon corn pop, was a big-time racist back in the 70s and 80s. Who's kidding who? And he's black, still voted for him. Because split to Tracy Abrams, that racist. You talk about a racist? Look at Mary Chicago, how racist she is, Lightfoot. She's a Black Panther lover. I mean, this is crazy, Mike. And it never's going to end as long as white America stands down.
Tom, I hate to cut you off mid-rant, but we got to break for commercials. We got another caller waiting, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick up on a computer alone.
Welcome back to our show here, and we have open phone lines right now, area code 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey there, Mike. Earlier you mentioned the topic near and dear to my heart, drought.
Yes.
I dealt a lot with that in my long career in geology, especially dealing with water resources. And I want to point out a book that I think you might want to read. It's one of the very best books on water resources in the West I think I've ever been written. It's called Cadillac Desert, The American West and Its Disappearing Water by Mark Reisner.
Okay.
In that book, Reisner points out that the water development projects across the West, typically led by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and in various other state agencies working in coordination with the Corps of Engineers, made it possible through the distribution of water throughout the West for population centers to grow that could not be sustained without that water. And now, so what happens, what has happened, and of course they didn't account for the long-term effects of drought, for example.
Yes.
On reservoirs. But what's happened now is that with, say, the explosive growth of populations in cities like Las Vegas, for example,
yes.
and Los Angeles, you know, if you ever watched the movie Chinatown,
yes.
that's built around a water resource issue there. The explosive growth of populations puts a lot of strain on those water resources, and as a result of that, a drought now, which might not have had such a dramatic effect on populations, you know, 40, 50 years ago, is magnified because you have too many people now expecting delivery of water resources that cannot be assured.
That includes all those illegal immigrants.
Well, excuse me, absolutely it does. Now, you know, I think Reiser was a remarkable writer. He died in 2000. He was only 62 when he died. I think his analysis of the water resource issues in the West is spot on. I disagree with him on some other things. He tends to be a little more environmentally than I do.
Mm-hmm.
But he does point out things that we overlook. And that is the government at one point, for example, the government in decades past wanted to promote development of the West and population
yes.
growth in the West. And they knew that to do that, they had to make sure that there was sufficient water resources available for people, excuse me, to move there. And they were very successful at that.
Mm-hmm.
But it has a negative effect because when you factor in things such as drought, and this climate change nonsense is just nonsense.
Yes.
climate has always changed.
Yes.
But if you take something, say a naturally arid region such as which the most of the arid West is arid to semi-arid, and you make it possible for the population there to really exceed, say, let's say, the carrying capacity of the land out there with respect to its ability to deliver water, then you create problems long-term with drought. I led the development of the water plan in Louisiana back in 2001, 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And in looking at that and explaining drought to people in Baton Rouge, I told them, you know, there's hydrological drought, there's sociological drought, and there are various other forms of drought, which you get just past the factors relating to just the availability of water. But when you start looking at, for example, say what they call sociological drought, which relates to the population's demands on water resources, and then suddenly you find out that those natural systems and those engineered systems can't provide that water, you got a serious problem.
Yeah, you do.
And when you look at, say, cities such as Los Angeles, which is really dependent upon the ability of the Colorado River to deliver water down system, and then various other basins out to the west of L.A., but most of what out the L.A. gets is surface water. And then you look at, say, this long-term climate, say, long-term drought, cities like Los Angeles are in deep trouble.
They're deep
doo-doo, as we say. And so where I'm going with this is that we have done this to ourselves. The government in years past, with good intentions, decided we want to make sure that we can have growing and stable populations in the West. And then over time, with changing attitudes in politics about things, we find ourselves now at a point at which the problems that they didn't account for back then are highly magnified by the fact that they did all this, and also by the fact, as you pointed out, that they have not maintained an infrastructure. Also,
yes.
I could tell you that throughout the West, farmers, for example, have pumped an enormous amount of water, say, throughout from the Ogallala Aquifer. And you find in many aquifers, such as the Ogallala, that water levels are falling despite whatever recharge they might get. And so there's a net deficit every year with regard to the when you look at recharge and extractions. Throughout much of the Ogallala and the Texas Panhandle and on south and all into the high plains, water levels are falling by 34 inches a year across the Ogallala. You cannot recharge enough water in a short period of time to sustain that. There literally will be areas in the country where it will be economically impossible to pump water from aquifers because the cost of pumping water to the surface exceeds any economic value you get from using the water.
Yes.
And so we're looking at some serious problems long term with regard to water. You know, and I don't think that we've as a country have taken this seriously. You have politicians who want to ignore the problem. And then you have environmentalists who really don't understand the issue. Period. I don't care what they say; they just don't understand the issue. But you know, you can't just take an area of the country that you've developed over a period of decades now, and say, okay, we have this new policies regarding climate change, and we're going to cut off your access to water because we're going to make sure we have water for the Delta smelt. Or something else. You know, mm-hmm. You're looking at a potentially very explosive problem in the country long term.
Yes.
But this all goes back to the fact that these things were not really seriously thought out very well by the planners who initiated these projects, you know, 60, 70, 80 years ago. Really, in the West, I'll tell you, farmers, we need them, but they're not very efficient users of water. Their irrigation methods are just not efficient. Ranchers, they're the most miserly users of water I have ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
But farmers, if you drive from Midland, Texas, on up to Amarillo, you'll drive through a couple of hundred miles of farmland that's being farmed for cotton. And what you'll find, you'll look out on either side of the road, and you'll see these center pivots with the
yes.
nozzle set, you know, 4 feet off the ground. And, of course, you know, they don't just drop streams of water. They atomize the water.
Yes.
And what happens now in a semi-arid environment like that, half of that water, before it hits the ground, evaporates.
Yes.
And then whatever hits the ground doesn't sufficiently saturate the ground to make sure that the crops there can really grow efficiently. They need to look at other forms of irrigating land, drip irrigation or something. Get away from this profligate use, just this pumping of water that they don't need to pump. Pumping more water than they need to pump. Look at more efficient means of pumping than they're using. As much as I dislike the Israelis, I'll have to tell you that they've done a great deal of work there that I think American farmers can learn from with regard to irrigation. And nowhere in Israel will you find a center pivot. Their farms are typically built around drip irrigation. They're irrigated with drip irrigation, which means you use a fraction of the water that you would use with more conventional irrigation systems that you see in the United States. But the West is looking at some serious problems long term, and that's because these
yes.
things which were developed over a period of decades are really coming back to haunt us now because they didn't really think through the implications of how say long term drought would affect storage say behind the Hoover Dam. If you go to the Hoover Dam now, you know, and you can look out north of the dam, and you can see the bleached sections of rock. Because water levels have fallen.
No, I remember many years ago I was on a houseboat on that lake behind the Hoover Dam, and looking at mm-hmm. photos of it today, I can just really see the difference in the volume mm-hmm. of water and where the shoreline is right now.
Yeah, yeah, and you know it could get worse. And look, to me, that's just part of what nature does. It's not because humans have created this global warming climate. That's what nature does, period. And we find ourselves in a situation right now in which, we built these things. We just didn't account for the fact that nature operates this way. And now all these population centers are dependent on water to be delivered by these systems in the West are in peril. Seriously, you're looking at the serious threats to human life, health, safety, and welfare. We have to rethink how we do these things long term.
I would agree with you on that. I mean, there's a lot of wasting of water. When you go to the store and you buy the bottled water coming from companies like Nestle, you need to realize a lot more water is used than winds up in that bottle. And the rest of it just goes down the drain, you know, into the drainage system. Somebody just sent me an article reminding us that NSA data center in Utah uses over 1 million gallons of water every single day, which I assume mm-hmm. to carry away the heat from all the computers is basically just evaporating back up into the atmosphere.
Well, that's right. Any production process or something like that, for example, is going to use a lot of water. In a production process like that, you're going to lose a lot of water to evaporation.
Yes.
But in the production of plastics and other things, you use a lot of water. And so, for example, you produce, you have a bottled water operation, and you sell, say, a liter of water. There's a lot more water used in the production of that liter of water than is in that liter of water. And people just don't understand that. Anyway, I want to refer you to that book. I have two copies of it. I have an old beaten up copy which I read more than 30 years ago, and I have a younger copy. I'd be glad to send you one of those if you want to read it. It's hard to put down. Would you email me with the name of the book,
and I'll just try and order it off of Amazon.
It's kind of difficult to get on Amazon, but I'll send it to you nonetheless. But if you find out that it's too expensive, let me know, and I'll send you a free copy.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Anyway, thanks for taking the call, Mike. Bye.
All right, you've got it, and we're going to switch over to Mitchell in Memphis. Hello, Mitchell. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike Rivera, what's up?
You tell me.
Listen, about that last caller, we know the problems, a lot of us, with the infrastructure issues. It boils down to people in government. It's their duty to do something about these issues. That's part of the social contract idea.
Well, they're too busy sending our money to Israel and the war machine.
Okay, so we can belabor these points and talk about the infrastructure. We can talk about it and talk about it and talk about it. What are we going to do? The problem is the people in government, they won't do anything about these issues. That's where we are. Now what?
Yeah.
What do we do? Write our congressmen?
Vote them out of office. I don't think it's going to work.
I didn't call about this. I wanted to bring up something else, but that just kind of bugs me. It's just prattling on about all these issues, and then at the end of the day, we did it to ourselves. Well, no, there's people in government that are supposed to be taking care of these issues per the social contract ideology, and they're not doing it. Mike, can I make an observation about the founding documents?
Yes, please do.
I have to read this because I've got to set it up. The Declaration of Independence, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, and it's important here, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
That to secure these rights, the unalienable rights, governments are instituted among men deriving the just powers from the consent of the governed. Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it's the right of the people to alter or abolish it. Now, that to secure these rights, the inalienable rights, that's why we're told that the people consented to be governed.
Yes.
Okay. So this idea of inalienable right is pretty important.
Yes.
We said we'll allow you to set up this authoritarian status government system if you protect and secure the inalienable rights.
Which our government is not only failed to do; they're trying to basically find a way to get those rights away from us.
Exactly. So let's just for clarity's sake, let's read something. Inalienable is the same thing as unalienable, which is the same thing as unalienable. They're all synonymous terms.
Okay.
I'll read some quick definitions. The word means impossible to take away or give up, or unable to be taken away from or given away by the possessor. Here's another one. Personal rights held by an individual which are not bestowed by law, custom, or belief, and which cannot be taken away or given away or transferred to another person. And the last one I'll read, something that is yours forever that can't be taken away, a natural right that cannot be revoked by an outside force.
Mm-hmm.
So this is pretty important, and that's what we said. We'll allow ourselves to be governed, we'll consent to be governed, if you protect the inalienable rights. So we consider
the government has clearly failed that.
Right, we consider to be governed on the strict basis that the government would protect and secure the inner rights of the people. And another way of looking at that, if this
Mitchell, I got to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
When all this twist is steel, why?
Welcome back to our show. Last segment of the program today on this Thursday, and we're talking with Mitchell in Memphis about the Declaration of Independence and the utter failure or the desire by our current government to deny us our inalienable rights.
Mike, are you there?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, quickly, I want to tap into your knowledge base for a second here. Okay. Do you know if there's anywhere other than the Declaration of Independence where it speaks to the idea of we the people consented to be governed?
I'm not aware that it exists anywhere else.
I'm not either.
There were documents that preceded the Declaration where it probably was mentioned, like the Virginia Conventions, but it's certainly not in the Constitution.
Okay, so where was I? We were talking about that we the people, consented to be governed on the basis that the government protect and secure the inalienable rights of the people.
Yes.
That was the deal.
Yep.
Okay, and if it doesn't happen, it's the right of the people to abolish the government.
Yes.
Also abolish the government. That was the arrangement.
Yep.
Now, that was 1776. Fast forward 15 years, 1791, we get to the Constitution.
Yes.
And the Bill of Rights. Now, let's run to the latter part of the Fifth Amendment, the Bill of Rights, and we're going to go to the language of eminent domain, and we're going to go to what's called the Takings Clause. And I'm going to read it, that portion. Nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Nor shall private property be taken, so on and so forth. Now, I maintain that this is your inalienable rights of life, liberty, and property. Those are the big three inalienable rights. Life, liberty, and property are turned into privileges through this process called due process of law. And so if you notice, it says, nor be deprived of life, liberty, and property. It doesn't call them inalienable right of life, inalienable right of liberty, and inalienable right of property. In fact, it doesn't even call them rights.
Okay, so, well, property was never included as an inalienable right. It was in an earlier draft of the Declaration, but that was basically talked out in the
highly
pursuit of happiness.
But, Mike, I want to ask you something. Would the Fifth Amendment Takings Clause, would that be considered secure in the inalienable rights? You're taking someone's right to life.
It qualifies it. It basically opens a back door for the government to come in and deprive you of your freedom and
exactly. So I know we're almost out of time. Let me ask you this. So the language of the Takings Clause, the Fifth Amendment, the Bill of Rights, could we argue that that qualifies the constitutional government to be abolished according to the Declaration of Independence?
I can see your point. I'm not sure how many people are going to go along with it, but yes, I see your point.
Okay, so maybe this is the number one issue that we should be discussing.
The Constitution removed
your inalienable rights that are so precious and important and turned them into mere privileges. Maybe that's what we should be talking about.
All right. Well, I don't think so. I'm sorry. It's an interesting point. I don't know that it's that important. Anyway, listen, Mitchell, I got to let you go. We're at the end of the program. And to the caller still waiting on hold, I apologize for not getting to you. Please call in early tomorrow, and we'll get to you there. All right. Stay tuned for it's not John Stadmiller. Ralph Winterrode is going to be taking John's mic immediately upcoming. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday. And aloha, America.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.